Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. If you're a taxpayer, congratulations. You've just bought yourself a bunch of reports for about 26 million euro. The first report appears on the front page of the Irish Times. It's the result of the Siteserve inquiry, which cost over 17 million euro. This was set up to investigate the state's loss of over 119 million euro in the sale of Siteserve to the businessman Dennis O'Brien. The inquiry has found that the state may have made 8 million euro more from the deal. But the judge who wrote the report says the fact that those making the original claims remained anonymous made investigating those claims difficult. The other reports you've just bought are from management consultants employed by the HSE. The Irish Examiner tells us this morning that the HSE spent almost 9 million euro on management consultants in the first 3 months of this year. Sinn Féin has queried why the HSE is relying on private companies instead of using the Department of Health more. The Examiner has a follow-up on the story the paper published on Monday about 10-year-old Leah Ford, who has complex medical needs and who's been out of school for months because a nurse couldn't be found to attend school with her. You'll recall that the Examiner tracked the list of government departments Leah's mother had been around trying to get help for her daughter. Today, the paper reports that Leah will be returning to school in September, but her mother says that it's still unclear who's paying for the nurse and for how long they'll be employed. The man in charge of one of the departments Leah's mother was appealing to is in several papers today. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly is writing an opinion piece in the Irish Times in which he says that he thinks that the ban by Greystone's parents on smartphones for their children should be applied to the whole country. And Stephen Donnelly's move against vaping by children is reported on in the Irish Daily Star under the headline "Vaped Crusader." The Garda Ombudsman's office is back in the news. The Irish Daily Star reports that last week, Garda union officials refused to leave a meeting at the Ombudsman's headquarters. This was part of a row over a Garda who'd been suspended pending investigation. The Ombudsman had already decided that the Garda wouldn't face criminal charges, but hadn't formally notified Garda management of its decision. According to the Irish Daily Mirror, the union's Antoinette Cunningham refused to leave the Ombudsman's offices until the documentation was sent on. The standoff lasted for 90 minutes, after which the Ombudsman wrote to Garda management and the officer's suspension was lifted. All the papers carry the warnings from AI experts that the latest developments in the technology represent a threat to humanity. While Sarah O'Connor in the Irish Times has been speaking to lawyers, accountants and consultants who use generative AI in their work. They all speak of the time they've saved doing research or in generating the first drafts of documents. And she asked, what did they do with the time they've saved? Go home early? Longer lunches? Stupid question, she says. They're using the time to do more work. The Irish Independent reports that the upcoming Harry Styles gig is causing a problem in some Dublin shops, a shortage of feather boas. And across the page, Sinead Ryan is writing about the difference in attitude between men and women to hair care. She confesses that early on in her relationship, she told her partner what a four-hour visit to the hairdresser really costs. He was apoplectic at the three-figure sum. Now when he asks, she just says, oh, around €40.